The science of studying the growth ring patterns in trees is called dendrochronology. One can take a cross-section of a tree's trunk and reveal a story and history about the tree's growth, and fascinatingly, discover what was happening in the forest or its environment during a particular period in time. It makes one wonder if the events of our following story left a telltale pattern of its own sordid history. You'll find out what I mean when you listen to this third installment from our series, In the Garden. This one is called The Golden Glow, and it was taped live in New York City on September 29th, 2019.
Thank you again, by the way.
We really appreciate this.
Well, I used to know some of your relatives. Distant though they might have been, thought you had a right to know.
Relatives? What?
Oh, yeah, good old grandma. Is it far, by the way?
Just around the next bend. If you concentrate, you can smell it. Sweet, but also...
I smell something else, too. Subtle. Like, smoke?
Oh, like a campfire. That's a tree. Oh, I am so excited.
You can pay me now, by the way.
Oh, okay. That's what we agreed upon, right?
Yeah.
My God, Beth, have you seen?
Wow.
It's incredible.
Isn't she beautiful?
Is it glowing?
Not exactly. This is the resin, a natural part of the tree's defense mechanism. For some reason, this tree is just covered in it, from root to branch. As the sun hits it, the resin reflects the light in different ways. Catch it at sunset on a crisp fall day, it's bright. Almost violent red. Noon on summertime, it's burnished gold. Dawn brings out the darker hues, deep like cognac and honey. Personally, I like it best how it is right now. A marbled mix of all three.
It's beautiful.
It's breathtaking.
Speaking of taking... You said we could have some samples?
No. I still don't think that's such a good idea.
Oh, please. This may just be the oldest tree in the world. It could predate Methuselah by thousands of years, possibly even more. It's a miracle.
Sometimes miracles don't like to be disturbed. You know, they say that the resin is the tears of the trees. Well, this one's been weeping for a long time.
But I...
Look, it can't do any harm, surely. There's so much of it, that branch there. It has a whole ball of it, see? Almost like an apple. Surely the weight of it will make it fall to the ground soon anyway, then it will just be wasted.
Well, all right then.
Yes.
All right.
But don't say I didn't warn you. This is an old tree. And old things have secrets.
Yeah, whatever you say.
And don't eat more than 3 spoonfuls, okay?
You can eat this stuff.
Yeah, a little. I thought you said your grandma told you all about this tree. That's why you wanted to see it this bad, right? She warned you, right?
Yeah. Yes, she did. I guess I just...
Are you anyway? You're not...
We're enthusiasts.
For the unknown.
Look, if you're not from around these parts, you're not supposed to be here.
We are here, though, and we're sorry. But that's really all there is to it. So we might as well get what we came for, right?
Just get your sample and let's go. I don't like strangers being around this tree.
Oh my God, this is so good.
How much of that have you had already? He said 3 spoonfuls.
Yeah, but it's not like a spoonful is a unified unit of measurement. He could have meant a teaspoon or a tablespoon or a ladle.
Well, that's true.
Well, you two keep up. It's getting dark.
And it's so good. Here, have some more.
Ooh. Okay. Well, well, thank you for showing us. That really...
Are you all right?
I think the hike back was just... a lot, you know? You're going fast, and... Wow, I feel it.
You do look pretty beat. Why don't you come inside? I can't let strangers out in the night looking as bad as you two do.
Thank you.
Rosie? Frank? We got company.
Oh, how nice. Hello, I'm Rosie, Buck's daughter.
And I'm Frank, his father.
It's nice to meet you all. Charles Smith.
I'm Bethany Ardell, but you can call me Beth.
Well, please have a seat. You look pooped.
Thank you.
I'll get you some tea. Dad, you should have bought them in ages ago, or not pushed them so hard. Their faces are all... Well, no offense, but you certainly look a bit worse for wear. Didn't you see?
It's hard to see in the dark.
So, it really is a family operation here. Three generations all together.
Well, we certainly have a way of life. We're entirely self-sustaining. Sell the excess to the townsfolk. Oh, come on. Miss Rutherford isn't that bad. Now, here's your tea.
Oh, I can't move my hand. I can't move my arm.
Oh, my God.
Did you let them eat the sap?
I told them not to.
I can't move my arms, my legs.
Did you watch them?
I'm not the babysitter.
Help me.
Oh, my God. Do something.
Like what?
Can't move.
I don't know.
Please. I can't move.
We have to help them.
Rosie, no. Don't touch them.
I can't just watch them die.
You can't risk getting that stuff on you.
What?
Look closely. They're covered in it.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's all over them. Oh, it's coming out of their eyes.
Begging you.
I'm sorry, Rosie, but there's nothing to be done.
No.
Please.
Try.
I'm not risking you, Rosie.
Can't move.
Shh. It'll be okay. You're going to heaven. You're going to a better place now.
Help us.
Shh. It'll be okay. Oh, my God.
We have to call the cops.
We have to bury him.
What?
No good comes from outsiders knowing about that tree. I've always said that. If we go to the cops, they'll ask questions. It might even be on one of those news stations, and then what'll happen? More idiots dead like this.
I guess.
We didn't do anything. They died of natural causes. It's very sad, and I'm sorry. But that's the truth.
I'll get the shovels.
Sweetheart, they've been in the ground for a long time now. They're not doing anything. I'm sorry you're not sleeping well.
It's not just nightmares. I can hear them. I know I can.
It's been 3 years. Even if they were alive when we buried
them.
There
are trees growing over the graves.
This is a forest. There are trees everywhere.
These aren't normal trees. These are... Well, they're like the tree up there. The secret one.
What? There's only one tree.
Not anymore. See? It's small, just a sapling, but it's real, and it's glowing.
My God.
We need to dig them up.
Thank you.
What?
Oh, my God. They've changed. Well, that's them, right? But it's not them anymore.
It's just...
What is it?
Let's bring them inside.
Yep. That's Amber, all right.
Amber? How could that be?
Amber is fossilized resin. This is clearly the hardened resin that they ate. Don't ask me how it happened so quickly. It's meant to take millions of years, but that tree is certainly old enough to be producing the right kind of resin. Must have reacted with their bodies somehow. But wait, what's that sound?
You can hear it too, can't you? It's not just me.
Well, only if I get very close.
Hold it to your ear.
Stop listening to that thing. You have no idea.
Hello? Is anyone at home? I'm here for my goodies.
Damn it.
I'll just come in.
Hello. Oh, my word. What a magnificent specimen.
Oh, this? We just found it.
Yeah, in the forest.
Oh, my. You really are little miracle workers here. However did you find it? It's beautiful and huge. Forget making rings and necklaces. You could make a table.
It is rather large.
Oh, it's as big as a person. And it positively glows.
It's for sale.
What?
Oh, may I?
Of course. Come closer.
I'm not having that thing in my house. It's evil.
But, oh, it's beautiful, stunning, gorgeous. Is it speaking to me?
Oh, that's just an illusion. Like, you know, when you hold a shell to your ear and you can hear the waves?
I'll give you $3,000 for it.
Done!
I said, name your prize. And well, let's just say it was ruinously expensive. Tens of thousands of dollars. But I can't resist the finer things in life.
Quite right, my dear.
And I have to say, I never knew Amber could get so big.
Oh, neither did I. Or that it could positively glow, even in the dark.
Well, congratulations. It's a truly excellent find.
Oh, thank you. In addition to the sideboard and chairs I'm showing off today, I had enough left to have a little ring made.
Oh, gosh, not much little about that.
I know.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I think I better get going.
Oh, but the party's barely started.
I know. I am sorry. I just feel on edge.
On edge?
It's hard to explain. I feel jumpy. Nothing to do with your party, of course, but I should probably get home.
Oh, well, all right then. Well, I hope to see you again soon.
And you. Hey, let's do drinks at mine next. See you, Richard.
See you.
No, he's the fourth person who's left already. Am I throwing a terrible party? I can't believe I'm throwing a terrible party. That's never happened before.
It's not that bad. People just seem a little on edge. Maybe it's the room. Maybe being near such expensive furniture makes them nervous.
Oh, nonsense. These people are used to money.
Well, yes, but this furniture does seem to be glowing in a rather unnatural, maybe even disturbing fashion, which is rather, well, it's impressive, but...
Well,
it's
perhaps they do envy me a bit. You know, you're right. I must hide my light under a bushel. Everyone, I should like to show you the garden now. Follow me.
I have to say, you have a lovely garden. This is so much more relaxing.
Oh, thank you.
Your furniture is very nice. But I have to ask, doesn't it make you feel a bit jumpy?
Jumpy?
Well, I don't know.
restless.
Oh, no, not me, dear. In fact, I feel like it's given me a new lease on life. My ring.
You wear it as a ring?
Well, I find it highly motivating. I've had such energy while wearing it. You know, the word electricity comes from the Greek word for amber. They called it electron. And that's just how I feel. Like I can do anything, like I should do anything, like I can't stop.
Well, that is good to hear. Make sure you take a break when you need one, though, eh?
Oh, I will, but I won't. Rest is for those without inspiration. And now I have my amber, I'll never be without inspiration again.
That's... Yes, I'm sure. It's just a bit strange. Such a huge amount of amber. It must have come from a truly extraordinary tree.
Oh, yes, it must. A toast to the tree. Wiser and stronger than us all.
To the tree. So, are you...
Oh, that's Eliza. I must say hello. Do excuse me. Yoo-hoo, Eliza!
Now, Richard, I'm not being funny or anything, but are you sure about this amber?
Well, she does love it.
Clearly. And I know she's used to getting her own way, but surely you can feel that this isn't a good idea.
Well, I don't want to...
I was the last person out of that room. The sound of the party covered it pretty well, but... When I was alone for just that one moment, I swear I could hear it speaking.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's go in. I'll show you.
Yes.
You hear it too, don't you?
Yes. It's in her ring, too. I hear it at night sometimes. I can't sleep. Let's get out of here.
Oh, that was just marvelous, wasn't it? Oh, get up, Richard. It's too exciting to sleep.
It's almost 4 in the morning.
Almost time to start the day.
I'm going back to sleep.
Oh, fine, you old fool. I'll find someone else to celebrate with.
What? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong. I'm here for drinks, silly. I brought gin.
What? It's the crack of dawn.
Oh, so you'd rather coffee.
What? Miss Rutherford, I like you. I really do. This is madness. Please, get back in your car.
Oh, I ran here.
Ran?
It's bracing.
Are you quite all right? You seem...
Oh, I've never been better. I'm alive.
No, please, Miss Rutherford. You're not yourself. You just...
Well, anyways, sorry. I can't stop to chat. I've got so much to do. Goodbye. Honey, I'm home. Finnegan didn't want a drink either. Called me some very unpleasant names. Are you still asleep? It's almost 7:30, and you went to bed at 4. Mind you, you always did like a lion. Oh. Ah, I know what I'll do. I'll write a novel. I could do this forever.
Is that you, my love? Oh, you haven't been up all night, have you? Darling. Darling, are you all right? You look exhausted.
I have to move. I have to write my novel.
Novel?
Yes. I've been hit with such wonderful inspiration about a girl and a glowing tree and a family that won't help her.
Oh, well, please stop. You're frightening me.
I can't. I can't stop. So... Die.
Please, I'm worried you're about to just...
Oh, wait. Wait, who are you?
Who else? I'm Richard.
Oh, Richard, eh? Well, that's a nice name, but...
What's wrong, darling? You look as though you're about to just...
I'm fading. Where am I? What? What did you say your name was? Who am I?
Darling, let's get you to the hospital.
I can't right now. I must keep writing my story. It's so urgent that everyone knows my story.
Your story?
Of how I came to be trapped in a beautiful, golden, glowing prison.
No, you're not making any sense, my dear. Please, looks like you're about to collapse.
I must keep going.
Please, you just must come with me.
I can't.
Oh, darling, wake up. Please, wake up. What on earth are you typing? Darling, what does this say? Let me see that. Hello, my name is Beth Ardell, and I'm back. Darling, what does this mean? What you just typed here? Please, darling, talk to me. What does this mean?
Just heard The Golden Glow. The cast featured in this episode include Mary Murphy as Beth, Michael Pate as Charles, Eric Davey Gisleson as Buck, Casey LaForest as Rosie, David Linton as Frank, James Kleinman as Richard, James Reeser as Jack, Alan LaForest as Finnegan, and the part of Miss Rutherford was played by me, Ali Silva. The song I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time by Albert Von Tilzer and Neville Fleeson was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. The Golden Glow was written and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Andrew Hammond. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. So, my darling listeners, we put a lot of time, effort, love, energy, heart, and soul into making Fireside Mystery Theater. We hope you hear all of that, and we hope that what we do makes you chuckle and get goosebumps in equal measure. Your support in any form is vital so that we can keep creating thrills and chills for your ears for free. And for those of you who can support us through Patreon with $5 or more a month, we've got something special for you. It's bonus content. Each month, we create an exclusive audio treat for our patrons in the form of the Patreon playlet. From this In the Garden series, we've got one called The Great Orchid of Pantropus. It's a sweet bud of a story that is actually a companion piece to one of the main episodes from the show and offers a nice surprise for our regular listeners. But beyond that, we have all sorts of perks for different monthly support levels through Patreon. We've got discounts on merch, postcards from Sunken Harbor, audio greetings from cast members, podcast shoutouts. Oh, and I cannot forget the official Fireside Mystery Theater lapel pin. It's pretty classy. Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the links from our website. We are so grateful for any support you give to help our endeavors blossom and to stoke the embers that keep our fireside flickering. Ratings and reviews. Every podcast asks you for them, but there's something to it, and specifically, it's the Apple Podcast rating and review that is most coveted. But it really is the easiest and most inexpensive way to support the podcasts you love. So, to small indie creators like us, it does mean a lot. And since we're speaking of indie creators, we are thrilled to tell you about The Queer Review. It's an online outlet that features news, reviews, and interviews about LGBTQ+ film, TV, theater, art, books, and music, as well as mainstream entertainment through a queer lens. Recent interviews include author-turned-documentary filmmaker T. Cooper on his trans bodybuilding documentary, Man Made, queer performer Boy Radio on his new album, Pop That, and actor David Schachter, star of seminal gay film Buddies from 1985, the first American feature film to deal with the AIDS crisis. The Queer Review is created and edited by our very own fabulous Fireside family member, James Kleinman. We highly recommend that you check out this treasure trove at thequeerreview.com. All of our friends in the New York City area should know that on Sunday, December 15th at 5 p.m., we'll be reading poems, soothsaying, and looking deep into a crystal ball with a fabulous series of tales from a show we call The Fortune Teller. Get those tickets now so you can join us at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. As the sun is setting, this forest does begin to feel a bit more foreboding. We do advise that you mind the shadows.